Getting all your information from the legacy media is like trying to stay healthy by eating nothing but a diet based on gas station food. A hot dog with a Band-Aid on it. Do conspiracies exist? 19th century British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli wrote, "The world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes." It's of a piece with Ralph Waldo Emerson's 1841 comment, "The farmer imagines power and place are fine things, but the president is paid dear for his White House. It has commonly cost him all his peace, and the best of his manly attributes. To preserve for so short a time a conspicuous appearance before the world, he is content to eat dust before the real masters who stand erect behind the throne." These two quotes go well with Adam Smith's 1776 remark, "We rarely hear, it has been said, of the combinations of masters, though frequently of those of workmen. But whoever imagines upon this account that masters rarely combine is as ignorant of the world as of the subject." So Smith was calling you ignorant if you didn't think that the masters, i.e. the oligarchs, got together to hash out plans for social control. Of course, Smith grew up at a time when it was universally acknowledged that all of history was a history of the masters conspiring, like the conspiracy where Julius Caesar was stabbed in the Roman Senate, or the conspiracy of the Bolsheviks in Russia who brought about the Communist Revolution. Today, though, we're taught that conspiracies don't happen, and contrary to what Adam Smith asserted, if you believe that wealthy oligarchs attend meetings, you're ignorant. So, when did the term conspiracy theory come about? The answer is that the CIA created the term to stigmatize questioning in 1967. See here.
In an era of rampant surveillance, government secrecy, and whistleblower crackdowns, more and more questions have arisen over the actions and intentions of the U.S. government. But regardless of how doubtful we may be of its justifications, we're taught to just accept the explanations that are given. And if we don't, if we acknowledge the gaping holes, well, that just makes us conspiracy theorists, the pejorative term that for years has been cast on those who have been bold enough to ask questions. So how did we get to a place where truth seekers are now conspiracy theorists? And what damage does it do to the pursuit of truth? Talk about all that and more. I'm joined by Lance DeHaven Smith, a professor of public administration at Florida State University and the author of a new book called Conspiracy Theory in America. Lance, thanks so much for joining me. Pleasure to have you on.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Lance, you've done a lot of research on the concept of conspiracy theories, the origin of the term. Mm-hmm. Talk about the history of when this became a tool used to discredit legitimate questioning.
It happened after the Warren Commission report was criticized for the lone gunman theory, and people were saying that they didn't believe that. And the CIA started a propaganda campaign, a global propaganda campaign, to label these people conspiracy theorists and to ridicule them and say that they were just doing it to make money, or they were in love with their own theories, or they were under the control of communist propagandists.
So what the establishment wants to do is create a dumbed-down population that's mentally disarmed and doesn't possess critical thinking, a society of men and women who have never developed pattern recognition, because that's all so-called conspiracies are, noting a pattern of unscrupulous behavior. Aristotle talks about how people with uncultivated minds don't have pattern recognition. He writes, "And so for this reason, brutes are not accounted of imperfect self-control, because they have no power of conceiving universals, but only of receiving and retaining particular impressions." So brutes, or savages and children, as he adds, see the world as random. They don't notice patterns, universals. Like a dog, they're not aware of the laws of nature. They're not conscious of repeating sequences of events. John Stuart Mill talks about this in Considerations on Representative Government, where he says that a person of cultivated intelligence understands that government is made by men, whereas a person of low intelligence sees government like a dog sees a building. He assumes it grew up out of the earth like a tree. He feels like he must obey it like a law of nature, like he obeys gravity. He writes, "They regard it as a sort of spontaneous product, and the science of government as a branch, so to speak, of natural history. According to them, forms of government are not a matter of choice. We must take them in the main as we find them. Governments cannot be constructed by premeditated design. They are not made, but grow. Our business with them, as with other facts of the universe, is to acquaint ourselves with their natural properties and adapt ourselves to them." A dog, for instance, isn't aware that a building is constructed. He thinks that it sprouted out of the ground and grew there. Likewise, ignorant people assume that government isn't something made by men and that it's a law of nature which must be blindly obeyed. And this is just as the oligarchs want it. Slave thinking, where the masters have big picture thinking and where the serf class has the narrow view of a horse with blinders on. The leadership class is aware of universals, whereas the servant class is only aware of particulars. For them, life is random, out of context, and patterns are an illusion of human cognition. You see operatives of the elite dispatched all the time, telling people not to believe their lying eyes. If you notice a pattern, they say it's just an illusion, like pareidolia. It's just like spotting faces in the clouds, they tell us. In the book, The Cybernetic Brain by Andrew Pickering, he says that the very first thing that artificial intelligence experts did in creating AI computers is program in pattern recognition. It's one of the foundational pillars of intelligence. But you're told the opposite, that true intelligence is seeing the world as a random place, the universe is haphazard, and history as arbitrary. But think about it. Science is based on pattern recognition. We talk all the time about replication in science. If a phenomenon can be replicated, we say that it has been proven. Well, what is replication? It's a pattern that repeats. How did our ancestors create the calendar? They could do it because they noticed a pattern where seasons repeated. They noticed the stars moving in the same cycles. This led to astronomy, timekeeping, agriculture, and almost every other field of science that makes modern life possible. You know who doesn't have pattern recognition? Tiny illiterate tribal cultures who see the world as random, as magic, who perceive the building as the dog does, like a tree that sprouted from the ground. And this is the way the global elite want you to perceive reality. Charles Fort had a good word for the apostles of this mental malware, conventionalists. Conventionalists are people who promote the official TV narrative of things spoon-fed to them by the ruling class. They like to call themselves skeptics, but they're oddly never skeptical of the narratives of the powerful. They're only ever skeptical of the impressions arrived at by the powerless. They're deployed to tell you to stop thinking so much and to use mass media as your screen memory, like an alien abductee who's had his mind scrubbed and his recollections replaced with fake incidents. Beware the conventionalists. In any time period, he would have been called the ignoramus. Well, he would have by Aristotle, Adam Smith, John Stuart Mill, and every other great thinker from the past. Their monumental struggle was uncovering the great patterns that make up reality, the underlying algorithms which actuate our cosmos. Remember, the Greek word for cosmos means order. Our wardens now see their job as obscuring those patterns, of telling you there's no order, and reducing you to the level of a brute for whom life is random, out of context, and haphazard. The John Birch Society provides a national program designed to counter the big government agenda and to restore our rights. Standing for constitutional freedoms for more than 60 years, the John Birch Society has been the force that protects and restores American liberty and independence. Check them out at jbs.org.